suspected Minnesota lawmaker killer Vance Bolter captured alive. By Alana Mastrangelo on June 15, 2025. Suspected Minnesota political assassin Vance Luther Bolter was captured on Sunday after a statewide manhunt that led authorities to Green Isle, roughly 57 miles from Brooklyn Park, where Democrat State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband, Mark, were killed at their home. Bolter, who is accused of assassinating the Hortmans, as well as wounding Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife, Yvette, in a politically motivated attack on Saturday, was arrested Sunday night following the largest manhunt in Minnesota's history, according to a report by Fox 9. The 57-year-old, who was reportedly appointed to the state's Workforce Development Board in 2019 by Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., was reportedly captured alive in Sibley County at 9:27 p.m. local time. Charging documents were unsealed Sunday night, revealing the suspect has been charged with 4 counts of second-degree murder with intent. The arrest came less than 30 minutes after an emergency shelter-in-place alert was sent to phones in the Green Isle area. MN shooter spotted on foot, in military gear and armed near the 355 block of 200th St. Lock your doors and shelter in place, the alert read. On Saturday morning, with the manhunt still underway, Bolter's wife, Jenny, was reportedly detained and questioned after police allegedly found a weapon, ammunition, and passports in her car during a traffic stop. A SWAT team had also raided Bolter's Camden, Minnesota residence on Saturday afternoon, some 80 miles away, although it was not known whether his wife still lived with him in the home. The suspected assassin had no King's flyers in the vehicle he left behind, the Minnesota State Patrol said. One of Hortman's final acts as a Democrat lawmaker was voting with Republicans during a special session in the Minnesota legislature on Tuesday to approve the remaining pieces of the state budget. I know that people will be hurt by that vote, and we worked very hard to try to get a budget deal that wouldn't include that provision, Hortman said through tears when reflecting on being the sole DFL vote alongside Republicans in the House. Watch below. Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, BCA. Superintendent Drew Evans noted during a press briefing that authorities had obtained Bolter's manifesto and urged the public not to speculate about the suspect's motive, saying it will take time to get those answers. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.